Let's take a look at the assignment for Chapter 2, Money Management Skills, Financial Statements, and Budgeting. Dear students, this is, if not the most important assignment, it is one of the most important assignments. Why? Because this outlines your financial situation and your financial plan. Let's read together. Create your cash flow statement, also known as the income statement, and your net worth statement, also known as the balance sheet. These two documents are the two most important financial planning documents you will ever create. They allow you to see your current financial situation and are essential for creating an effective plan for the future. Keep them updated and they will serve you well into the future. Put them in front of your fridge, on your refrigerator, or on your desk drawer, or someplace where you'll see them often. First, please watch and listen to the Chapter 2 presentation. In the textbook, the cash flow and net worth statements are the your personal financial plan sheets, 6 and 7 at the end of Chapter 2. But in my personal opinion, in my humble opinion, it is much easier to use a spreadsheet. There are literally hundreds, probably thousands of these things available on the internet. And of course, if you want to find one and use one, go right ahead. But we have created one for you, and I've done my best to make it as easy as possible. And you might decide you want to use somebody else's. That's fine. The link is on the Business 121 class web page under Chapter 2. And there is the link right there. So you can either type it in, or you can just click on it, or copy it and paste it, or just go to the website and click on it. There is a presentation and a commentary on the class website about using the spreadsheet in Excel. But you don't have to have Excel. You can use OpenOffice, which is a free suite of Office programs. And it actually works pretty well. Google Docs is free, that runs under a browser or on your smartphone or on your tablet, and that's also pretty powerful. Now, my recommendation is that you save the spreadsheet to your computer first, because some browsers will let you access it, let you work on it inside the browser. And it's essentially working on an Excel spreadsheet inside the browser. And that can work, but it has some strange results. Unless you use Google Docs, and then what's going to happen is Google is going to save it in their system called Google Drive. And that's a cloud system that allows you to store all your documents on their website. It's free as long as your storage size is not too big. If it gets over a certain size, a fairly generous size, then they want you to pay. So there's no excuse for not doing this assignment. If you want to use pen and paper and a calculator, go right ahead. But as I said, it's a whole lot easier to use the spreadsheet. Now let's read the last paragraph where it says, because this information is highly personal and very private, you may either decide to submit these two documents with your true financial situation or use some of the examples on pages 49 and 52 of the current edition, or go into the older editions, you'll find this data for cash flow statements, for net worth statements in various locations and various exercises, or simply make the data up based on your whims or desires or beliefs of what your financial should be, financial situation should be or will be in the future. Either way, it is in your best long-term financial interest to have your true net worth statement and cash flow statement on hand and up to date, especially the cash flow statement. Put them, as I said, somewhere you'll see them often, such as your refrigerator or bedroom mirror. I would be happy and honored to discuss your individual situation with you. All information is strictly confidential and protected by law. I'm not going to tell anybody. I'm not allowed to. Do not hesitate to make an appointment with me. Oh, by the way, disclaimer, if I get a subpoena or a warrant from a law enforcement, then I have to comply with the courts. Okay, but other than that, I am bound to fiduciary confidentiality. How's that for a highfalutin way of saying I'm not allowed to tell anybody? All right, as we said, this is the most important assignment you're going to do all class. So do it well, and as we say in the presentation and in the presentation on the actual spreadsheet on the two financial statements, it's going to take you a few months to get it really well done, especially if you're already are running a household. If you're living with your folks or somebody else, it's probably not going to take that much time. Okay, any questions, please contact me. Go get them, folks. Do a great job. Bring honor and glory to Southwestern Community College.